We still don't know who's behind the explosions on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman that forced crews to evacuate and ratcheted up tensions already escalated after that incident a month ago when four tankers were attacked off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, the U.S. and Iran accusing each other of aggressive or destabilizing behavior in the region. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Istanbul. And Peter, these explosions seem worse than the last time with crews evacuating?
Well, in a way, they're pretty similar. Explosions on board commercial ships in the Persian Gulf, disrupting the transport of products, petroleum products in this case. This time, the U.S. Navy was nearby, moved to offer assistance, as did other vessels. As you mentioned, no casualties. All hands are safe. There are also no reports of any leaks. But as you noted, something on the order of 20% of global oil consumption passes through that waterway every day. So when something happens to disrupt shipping in the Persian Gulf, a lot of people get nervous and calls for de-escalation are growing.
Well, oil prices rose almost 5% after this incident, so there has been an effect already. But just again, comparing the situations, last week, three countries submitted a report to the UN saying they thought it was likely frogmen who'd attached mines to those tankers. Again, a month ago in the UAE or off the UAE. There are reports that there were possible mines in this incident of two tankers having explosions. Do we know any more about that?
We do not. We're waiting for the evidence to come up, but there has been some speculation on that.
Yeah. Well, also speculation about why it's happening. One of the ships was a Japanese-owned ship, the other a Norwegian ship carrying oil products to Japan. Now, the Iranian foreign minister called this timing suspicious because the Japanese prime minister is in Tehran on behalf of President Trump negotiating an easing of tensions with the U.S. So just quick question, how unusual is that, that Japan is mediating? And what is your sense of the Iranians' claim?
Well, as to why Japan would mediate, it's not really acting as a full-blown mediator. Prime Minister Abe went to Tehran mainly to mark 90 years of diplomatic ties between the two countries. Now, he did offer to see if, while he was there, he could also arrange talks between Tehran and Washington so they could hash out their differences themselves. But Iran said it didn't really view Japan as the right kind of mediator at this point, so Abe lowered his goals and said he'd just try to find a way to ease tensions in the region generally. In the end, as you noted, he was in Iran in a meeting as tensions with the U.S. went the other way, going up considerably.
Yeah. Well, last month after that incident with the four tankers, the UAE blamed an unnamed state actor. The U.S. said that was Iran. Iran denied that. And as you said, you know, U.S. ships, and we have increased visibility, military visibility in the region after the attacks a month ago. They reportedly came to the scene of this attack. Iran claims that it came and helped save these crew members. Putting aside what really happened, is there concern that, you know, if this continues, you might have the U.S. and Iranian military speeding to a very confusing situation and somehow meeting there and it not ending well?
Well, that's always the concern when American warships show up in the Persian Gulf or Iranian warships make a move out of the Strait of Hormuz. And it's a small place with a lot of hostile countries who don't like each other. And the prospect of what a lot of leaders call a war that nobody said they wanted happening anyway is certainly something to be worried about.
Yeah. I know you don't want to speculate, but I'm going to ask you to, or get the sense of how others are speculating. You know, Iran denies they are involved in this. Who else? I mean, might this be terrorism?
Speculation is focusing in a couple of directions, let's say Iran on the one hand, or someone who wants everyone to think it was Iran. That could include regional rivals of Iran, Saudi Arabia or the UAE. It could conceivably include the U.S. or Israel. Now, we don't have any evidence of any of those people being involved at this point, but it's certainly a possibility. Mm-hmm. Washington, as you said, has blamed Iran for the first batch of attacks in May. Tehran is likely to be blamed in much of the West this time as well. Yeah. And it's possible it was Iran. We're going to have to see how it turns out. And there's a big question as to why as well. There could be a lot of reasons. The bottom line is why now is not all that important in a place like the Persian Gulf, one of the most sensitive flashpoints in the world.
Right.
There really is no good time for tensions to go up.
Right.
There.
And just half a minute, what happens now? I mean, President Trump tightened sanctions last month, sent a warship. What might happen now?
Well, I wouldn't want to predict how the administration's going to react. Obviously, there are voices in the administration, including National Security Advisor John Bolton, strongly advocating a hawkish Iran policy. What that means going forward after this remains to be seen. Iran is saying, let's talk. Washington has been saying the only talks they want to hold are about a tougher nuclear agreement with Iran, something the Supreme Leader says is not going to happen as long as this pressure campaign continues.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.